This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this glorious Easter Sunday. On the first Easter morning, Mary traveled to Jesus' tomb to anoint his body, her eyes filled with tears and grief for her friend who had suffered a violent death. Those tears of sorrow quickly turned to tears of joy, however, when she encountered a living Lord. You may be wondering, can I also come to know him in a personal way, just as Mary and the disciples did that morning? Well, stay with us and hear how you can have a personal encounter.
It's Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son has overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life, we thank you and we praise you for the victory of the resurrection and the promises that are ours through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Our reading for this Easter is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 20, beginning at verse 11. This is right after Mary has found the empty tomb. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, Mary said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, you know, I've seen a lot of tears the last 34 years as a pastor. I've witnessed glad tears, tears of happiness at weddings and baptisms and births and confirmations and anniversaries and home visits where memories are being shared. I've seen tears after absolution and at the Lord's Supper. But I've also had the occasion to see a lot of sad tears as well. Over the loss of a spouse. Just recently, I was talking with a friend from my congregation, Jane, who lost her husband a few months ago. And she says, "After 10 months, I'm still crying. Will I ever get over it?" Or someone going through a long illness. I've seen those tears flow as they've described the constant pain. Or caregivers who are just totally worn out by the needs of their loved ones. Or people that are facing changes in their life, maybe with aging. "I can't do what I used to be able to do. I can't drive anymore." Regrets over past failures. People share with me stories about messing up as parents raising their kids or their marriage problems. And there's tears. Our story for today involves a woman named Mary Magdalene who's having a good cry. Her tears were flowing in that cemetery. It's still dark outside, not only in the setting, but in her heart as well. Because you and I know Married had a nightmarish week. The one she had witnessed do such great things, and the one she was so devoted to, Jesus, had been dragged away unjustly, like a common criminal, and subjected to the cruelest torture and humiliation and death on a cross. And she was there at the end, watching him go through this. And now she comes to the tomb, and the body is missing. What a cruel joke. How inhumane can this world be, she must have thought. Can it get any worse? There's no body. She'd come to honor him and anoint that dead body, and now even having some closure had been taken away from her. She was so disappointed anyway, because she had such hopes in Jesus and what he was going to do. And now those dreams were shattered. And there was fear inside of her. What's going to become of me? Will they come after his followers next? What's to become of me? And so she wept, sad, bitter tears. Poor Mary. But then something happened, didn't it? The story ends on a totally different note. What started out in a sort of a, for you musicians, in a minor key, moved to a glorious major key. Now we witness an excited Mary, an on fire, passionate Mary. The tears are still flowing, but these tears are different. They've changed. They're no longer sad tears. Now the glad tears, tears of joy. What's happened? Listen to her witness to the disciples. I have seen the Lord. Oh, she didn't know it at first. She went to the tomb and found it empty and called Peter and John to come and look at the empty tomb. And they did, and then went back curious about the whole thing. Believing, but not knowing exactly believing what. And Mary stood next to the tomb. You know how it is when people stay at the cemetery. They just can't pull themselves away. And she began to weep. And she looked inside again. And she saw the angels saying to her, why are you weeping? And she said, I can't find the body. And when she backed out of the tomb, she saw another figure in the darkness. And he said, what are you looking for? What are you crying about, lady? And she says, I can't find the body of my friend Jesus. If you just tell me, if you've taken him, tell me where he is. And I want to take care of him. And then she had a personal encounter with the living risen Jesus. Remember now, she'd seen an empty tomb as Peter and John did, but that had not changed the tears and the feelings within her. It was when she heard the Lord calling her name, when he said to her, Mary, that a whole new perspective, a new world opened up to her. And then her eyes were open to see the Lord, and she turned. Obviously, she'd been turned partially away from him. She turned and saw, and she cried out, Rabboni, which means teacher, master. It was actually a word that was used in addressing God, a word of adoration. Kind of like Thomas, the doubter, the disciple who said it later on in this chapter, my Lord and my God, when he saw the risen Jesus. So the recognition of Mary had was more oral than it was visual, wasn't it? I'm reminded of a statement of Jesus back in John chapter 10, fourth verse. He says to the disciples, and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. It's like that hymn we sing. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Mary's heart was ringing. For the Jesus that she had known to be dead was now alive. He had risen. and the tears flowed, glad tears, as she moved to hang on to him and maybe worship him. I envision her clinging to his feet in adoration and him saying to her, "No time for that now, Mary. Go tell my brothers I'm ascending to be with my Father and your Father, my God and your God. There's things to do." And so Mary got up and went back to the brothers and announced, "I have seen the Lord." And we have the first witness of the gospel. And the fears and the anxiety and the worries, the disappointment and the darkness and the grief has now melted away for Mary, because she'd stood in the presence of the risen Lord. She had an encounter with the living Jesus, and she knew from that day on that nothing would be able to separate her from his love. That same Jesus who appeared to Mary later on appeared to the disciples and appeared to the 500. Encounters with the risen Jesus. And that same Jesus has been changing people's tears ever since. People like Mary have been encountering him for the last 2,000 years. Dear friend, he's not dead. He's alive. You won't find Jesus in a grave or confined to a history book or a stained glass window. He is God with us. He is here to walk with us, to give us the experience of his very living presence, to walk with him in this world, to actually experience that promise, "Lo, I am with you always." He's here to give you and me the promise of eternal life. As we stand out at a cemetery burying our loved ones, he reminds us, as he points us to the cross again, "I paid for your sins at that cross and purchased a place in heaven for all who will trust in me. I am the resurrection and the life. Trust me, you have a place reserved for you in your Father's heaven." He's with us to walk beside you and lead you through the ups and downs of daily life as you serve him. I've seen it again and again, visiting people going through hard times, where they have said to me, in fact, just recently, "I'm so glad I don't have to go through this experience alone. I know the Lord is with me." He's there to wipe away your tears, as the hymn says, "And I know that my Redeemer lives." And Lord knows there are plenty of reasons for crying. Some of you have buried loved ones recently, feeling so alone. And Jesus comes along and says, "I want you to remember I'm with you. I have not left you orphaned." Some of us are facing health issues that are very troubling. You're wondering how long you're going to be able to take care of yourself, or if you're going to be a bother to those around you. What's going to become of you? Jesus once again comes alongside. He whispers, "Nothing can separate you from my love for you. I am with you." I was talking with someone today who's struggling to make ends meet, having trouble paying the bills. There's unemployment. The insurance costs too much. They've lost some of it. And there's health issues. And as we prayed, "Oh Lord, we thank you that you are not leaving us to face this alone. We lay this at your feet." There's a strength, as Paul talks about, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." Because of the fact of the resurrection, that Jesus lives, my dear friend, you never have to face a moment or an event in your life alone, ever again. You have a living Savior. He lives. some wonder, well, where can I encounter him? Can I really come to know him in a personal way, just as those disciples, Mary, were able to do as they walked the dusty trails of Galilee with him? And the church answers, and the witnesses down through the ages answers, absolutely. Yes, you can have that personal relationship with him. You know, if you just station yourself in the right places where he's promised to show up, you will experience his power and his presence in your life. In his word, as you live with him in those gospels, as you talk with him, as you go through those with him and ask him questions, as you allow him to speak with you, he has promised you will experience his spirit at work in your life, his power. Or when you come to participate in the body of Christ, his church, he says, where two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. Or as you come to the Lord's Supper and hear him say, this is my body, this is my blood given and shed for you, you hear the voice of Rabboni, the master, the teacher, the living Lord Jesus Christ, who gives you a taste and a touch of himself. Or don't we know the promise? He says, as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That when we look into the face of those that we serve, that we give ourselves away to in the name of Jesus, Jesus says, you'll run into me. You'll experience my very resurrection presence as you give your life away to others in my name. My dear friends, Jesus is alive, and he is one to be encountered this very day. And as he called out Mary's name, he's calling your name. He wants to give you a testimony like Mary's testimony. I've seen the Lord. He's alive. Why not do it? Why not pray if you haven't? Jesus, I believe you're here. I want you to forgive me of my sins and make me a new person. But even more, I want you to be a presence in my life. Help me to live life more abundantly. Why not invite him in today and be able to sing with that old gospel hymn, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He is risen. He is risen indeed. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, who sees each tear that falls, and who gladdened Mary's heart with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has helped you to hear Jesus calling out your name, asking you to be a witness to his resurrection power. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry and enable us to enlarge our broadcast area. We now broadcast over 27 radio stations in 12 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at christiancrusaders.org. For information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, please contact our office at 1-888-888-888-888. 693-2494. We thank you and all who support this ministry with their prayers and their gifts. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. You can also find us on the internet anytime at christiancrusaders.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was our speaker, Reverend Steve Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio pastor on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.